are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with just the click of a button. Once downloaded, you can load the presentation on your iPod or MP3 player, or make your own CD and listen in your truck. Monthly subscribers also have access to literally hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. The cost is only $24.95 per month to be a member, or you can purchase this individual presentation as a physical CD for $18.95 or download it immediately to your computer for only $9.95. Now, let's listen to the first few minutes of this month's presentation.
Good afternoon. It's my pleasure to be here this afternoon. Of course, I was standing here 2 years ago at your convention, but going through a bunch of slides and giving a seminar, which I'll be doing this afternoon. But I was asked if at the luncheon today I would take a moment and just talk about my previous life. People seem to always have a lot of interest in that. As you know, a book was written, and of course Disney out here in Hollywood is now making a movie about my life, and I don't have anything to do with that, but people have always been fascinated with my previous life. For those of you not familiar with me, back in the 1960s, many newspapers used to write about me quite often. Some newspapers for many years simply just referred to me as the Great Imposter. The New York Times wrote a syndicated column about me. The New York Times wrote about me for about 5 years in a weekly column. The New York Times, like the FBI, really didn't know my identity, so the New York Times was just fond of calling me the Skyway Man. The Wall Street Journal summed up my career a number of years ago and said that probably I would go down in history by far the world's greatest con man that ever lived. I earned all of those reputations. When I was 16 years old, I successfully impersonated an airline pilot for Pan American Airlines for 2 years until I was 18. At the age of 18, I became the chief resident pediatrician of a Georgia hospital where I practiced medicine there for about a year. Don't laugh, I'd have been a gynecologist, but at 18 I didn't know any better. At the age of 19, having never been to law school in my life, I took the state bar exams in the state of Louisiana. I passed the bar and became a licensed attorney. Before my 19th birthday was over, I was appointed the Assistant Attorney General of the state, where I practiced law in that position for about a year. At the age of 20, I was a college professor at Brigham Young University in Provo, Utah. I taught two full semesters there as a PhD. Mormons haven't quite got over that yet, but they're still working on it. And, of course, before I was old enough to drink, before actually reaching my 21st birthday, I was a millionaire twice over, having cashed over $2.5 million worth of bad checks in 26 foreign countries and all 50 states in the United States. Last year, I thought about running for Congress. A lot of people say, you know, a lot of people say, you know, I've seen you on Johnny Carson many, many times, and I have, of course, read many stories and articles written about you over the years, but what I've never understood is, why did a 16-year-old do these things? And most of all, how did a 16-year-old ever get away with the things you got away with? Well, you know, I can't say that I came from the slums. On the contrary, I came from an extremely wealthy, very politically powerful family raised just north of New York City in Westchester County, New York, in a little town called Bronxville. I was educated by the Christian Brothers of Ireland in a private Catholic school where I went from kindergarten to high school called Iona, where I attended school there until about the 10th grade. By the time I had reached my 16th birthday, an IQ of 140, almost a perfect photographic memory. I was one of four children in the family, the so-called middle child of the four. My parents, after 22 years of marriage one day, decided to get a divorce. Unlike most divorces, where the children are usually the first to know, my parents were very good about keeping that a secret. I remember being in the 10th grade when the father walked in the classroom and had the brother excuse me from class. I remember riding with the father down to the county seat in White Plains, New York, where he kept telling me I would meet my parents. I remember walking up the steps of the stone building that afternoon that said family court, not really understanding what that meant. I'm sure looking back, my parents thought they were going to have the time to sit down and talk with me, but when I arrived, court was already in session. When I was ushered into the back of the immense courtroom, my parents were standing before the judge. The judge looked up and saw me at the back of the room, so he motioned me to approach his bench. When I walked up to stand between my parents, he just looked...
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you are already a subscriber, simply log in and get access to the full program. If you would like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but access to several hundred other programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed directly to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.